Blog Talk Radio.
Alhamdulillah. All praise be to Allah. All praise be to Allah. This is me, Yasir Muhammad, calling for my show, The Good Life, Holy Quran, and Sister Claire Muhammad, Education Hour. Alhamdulillah. Our show is dedicated to erect a Claire Muhammad school here in Los Angeles, and we're doing it by doing all we can to boost our spirit and to enhance our spirit and to read. What we do is we read 130 of the Holy Quran each day. So right now we are at Surah 39, number section 4, the 24th juz of the Holy Quran. So I'll begin reading. Who then doth more wrong than one who utters a lie concerning Allah and rejects the truth when it comes to him? Is it not in hell an abode for the blasphemers? And he who brings it truth, and he who confirms and supports it, such are the men who do right. They shall have all that they wish for in the presence of their Lord. Such is the reward of those who do good. Alhamdulillah. So that Allah will turn off from them even the worst in their deeds and give them the reward according to the best of what they have done. Is not Allah enough for his servant? But they try to frighten thee with other gods besides him. For such as Allah leads to stray, there could be no guide. And such as Allah doth guide, there could be none to lead astray. Is not Allah exalted in power, able to enforce his will, Lord of retribution? If indeed thou ask them who it is that created the heavens and the earth, they would be sure to say Allah. Say, see then, the things that you invoke besides Allah, can they, if Allah wills some penalty for me, remove his penalty? Or if he wills some grace for me, can they keep back his grace? Say, sufficient is Allah for me. In him trust those who put their trust. Say, O people, do whatever you can. I will do my part, but soon will you know who it is to whom comes the penalty of ignominy and whom descends the penalty that abides. Verily we have revealed the book to thee in truth, for instructing mankind. He then that receives guidance benefits his own soul, and he that strays injures his own soul. Nor art thou set over them to dispose of their affairs. It is Allah that takes the souls of men at death, and those that die not, he takes during their sleep. Those on whom he has passed the decree of death, he keeps back from returning to life, but the rest he sends to their bodies for a term appointed. Verily, in this are signs for those who reflect. What do they take for intercessors others besides Allah? Say, even if they have no power, whatever, or no intelligence, say, to Allah belong exclusively the right to grant intercession. To him belongs the dominion. To him belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth. In the end, it is to him that he shall be brought back. When Allah, the one and only, is mentioned, the hearts of those who believe not in the hereafter are filled with disgust and horror. But when gods other than he are mentioned, behold, they are filled with joy. Say, O Allah, creator of the heavens and the earth, knower of all that is hidden and open, it is thou that will judge between thy servants in those matters about which they have differed. Even if, alhamdulillah, even if the wrongdoers had all that there is on earth, and is much more, in vain would they offer it for ransom from the pain of the penalty on the day of judgment. But something will confront them from Allah, which they could never have counted upon. For the evils of their deeds will confront them, and they will be completely encircled by that which they used to mock at. Now when trouble touches man, he cries to us. But when we bestow a favor upon him, as for myself, he says, this has been given to me because of a certain knowledge I have. Nay, but this is but a trial, and most of them understand not. Thus did the generations before them say, but all that they did was of no profit to them. Nay, the evil results of their deeds overtook them, and the wrongdoers of this generation, the evil results of their deeds will soon overtake them too. And they will never be able to frustrate our plan. Though they not that law enlarges the provision or restricts it for any he pleases. Verily, in this are signs for those who believe. Say, O my servants who have transgressed against their soul, despair not of the mercy of Allah, for Allah forgives all sins, for he is all forgiving, most merciful. Turn ye to your Lord in the tent, and bow to his will before the penalty comes on you, even after ye shall not be helped. And follow the best of the courses revealed to you from your Lord before the penalty comes on you, of a sudden why you perceive not. Lest the soul should then say, all woe is me, that I neglected my duty towards Allah, and was but among those who mocked, or lest it should say, if only Allah had guided me, I should certainly have been among the righteous. Or lest it should say, when it actually sees the penalty, if only I had another chance, I should certainly be among those who do good. Reply will be, nay, that they came to thee my signs, and thou didst reject them. Thou wast haughty, and became one of those who reject faith. On the day of judgment, wilt thou see those who told lies against Allah. Their faces will be turned black, as they are not in hell and abode for the haughty. For Allah will deliver the righteous to their place of salvation. No evil shall touch them, nor shall they be. Allah is the creator of all things, and he is the guardian and disposer of all affairs. To him belong the keys of the heavens and the earth. And those who reject the signs of Allah, it is they who will be at loss. Say, is it someone other than Allah that you order me to worship, O ye ignorant ones? But it has already been revealed to thee, as it was to those before thee, as thou wert to join God with Allah. Truly fruitless will be the work in thy work in life, and thou wilt surely be in the ranks of those who lost all spiritual good. Nay, but worship Allah and be of those who give thanks. No just estimate have they made of Allah, such as is due to him. On the day of judgment, the whole of the earth will be but its handful, and the heavens will be rolled up in his right hand. Glory to him, high as he above the partners they attribute to him. The trumpet will just be sounded when all that are in the heavens and on earth will soon, except such as it will please Allah to them. Then will the second one be sounded, when the whole, they'll be standing and looking on and the earth will shine with the glory of its Lord. Alhamdulillah. Let's see what we got here. God, God. All right, bro. Allahu Akbar, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, alhamdulillah. All right. And the earth, alhamdulillah. We're at Surah 39, Az-Zumar. Surah 39, number 69. And the earth will shine with the glory of its Lord. The record of deeds will be placed open. The prophets and the witness will be brought forward, and a just decision pronounced between them. And they will not be wrong in the least. And to every soul will be paid in full the fruit of his deeds. And Allah knoweth best all that they do. Alhamdulillah. Right now, that's section 8, Az-Zumar, number 39, Surah 39, Az-Zumar, number 71. Alhamdulillah. The unbelievers will be led to hell in crowds until when they arrive there and get in its gates will be opened, and its keepers will say, did not messages come to you from among yourselves, rehearsing to you the signs of your Lord, and warning you of the meeting of this day of yours? The answer will be true, but the decree of punishment has been proved true against unbelievers. The unbelief to them will be said, enter ye the gates of hell to dwell therein. And evil is this abode of the arrogant, alhamdulillah. And those who fear their Lord will be led to the garden in crowds until, behold, they arrive there. His gates will be opened, and his keepers will say, peace be upon you. Where have ye done? Enter ye here to dwell therein. They will say, praise be to Allah, who hath truly fulfilled his promise to us and has given us this land in heritage. We can dwell in the garden as we will. Excellent reward for those who work righteousness. And thou will see the angels surrounding the throne divine on all sides, singing glory and praise to the Lord. The decision between them and judgment will be in perfect justice, and the cry on all sides will be, praise be to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. وقيل الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله. Okay, we're going on to Surah 40. Surah 40, Al-Ghafir, the Forgiver, or Al-Mumin, the Believer. Surah 40, Hameen. The revelation of this book is from Allah, exalted in power, full of knowledge. Alhamdulillah, you said who forgives sin, accepted repentance, is strict in punishment, and has a long reach in all things. There is no God but He. To Him is the final goal. None can dispute about the signs of Allah, but the unbelievers let not sin. They are strutting about through the land deceive thee. But there were people before them who denied the signs, the people of Noah, and the confederates of evil after them. And every people plotted against to seize him and disputed by means of vanity therewith to condemn the truth. But it was I that seized them, and how terrible was my requital. Thus was the decree of thy Lord proved true against the unbelievers, that truly they are companions of the fire. Those who sustain the throne of Allah and those around it sing glory and pray to the Lord, believe in Him and implore forgiveness for those who believe, our Lord, thy reach is over all things in mercy and knowledge. Forgive then those who turn in repentance and follow the path that preserves them from the penalty of the blazing fire. Alhamdulillah. And grant our Lord, that they enter the garden of eternity which thou hast promised to them and to the righteous among their fathers. their wives and their posterity, for thou art he, the exalted in might, full of wisdom, and preserve them from all ills. And any whom thou dost preserve from ills that day, on them wilt thou have bestowed mercy indeed, and that will be truly for them the highest achievement. The unbelievers will be addressed. Greater was the aversion of Allah to you than is your aversion to yourselves, seeing that ye were called to faith, to the faith, and ye used to refuse. They will say, our Lord, twice hast thou made us without life, and twice hast thou given us life. Now have we recognized our sins? Is there any way out of this? The answer will be, this is because when Allah was invoked as the only object of worship, ye did reject faith. But when partners were joined to him, ye believed. The command is with Allah, most high, most great. It is he who showeth you his signs and sends down sustenance for you from the sky. For only those receive admonition who turn to Allah. Call ye then upon Allah with sincere devotion to him, even though the unbelievers may detest it. Raised high above ranks or degrees, he is the Lord of the throne of authority. By his command does he send the spirit and inspiration to any of his servants he pleases, that it may warn men of the day of mutual meeting, the day wherein they will all come forth. Not a single thing concerning them is hidden from Allah. Whose will be the dominion that day? That of Allah, the one, the irresistible. That day will every soul be requited for what it earned. No injustice will there be that day, for Allah is swift in taking account. Warn them of the day that is ever drawing near, when the hearts will come right up to the throat to choke them. No intimate friend nor intercessor will the wrongdoers have who could be listened to. Allah knows the tricks that deceive with the eyes, all that the hearts of men conceal. Allah will judge with justice and truth, but those whom men invoke besides him will not be in a position to judge at all. Verily, it is Allah alone who hears and sees all things. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Right now, we're at section 3, number ayat 21, and the surah, Al-Ghafir, number 40, Al-Ghafir. Do they not travel through the earth and see what was the end of those before them? They were even superior to them in strength and on the traces they have left in the land. But Allah did call them to account for their sins, and none had they to defend them against Allah. That was because there came to them their messengers with clear signs, and they rejected them. So Allah called them to account, for he is full of strength, strict in punishment. Of old, we sent Moses with our signs and an authority manifest to Pharaoh, Haman, and Karun, but they call him a sorcerer, telling lies. Now, when he came to them in truth from us, they said, slay the sons of those who believe with him and keep alive their females. But the plots of unbelievers end in nothing but errors and delusions. Said Pharaoh, leave me to slay Moses and let him call on his Lord. What I fear is lest he should change their religion or lest he should cause mischief to appear in the land. Moses said, I have indeed called upon my Lord and your Lord for protection from every arrogant one who believes not in the day of account. A believer, a man from among the people of Pharaoh who had conceal his face said, will ye slay a man because he says, my Lord is Allah, when he has indeed come to you with clear signs from your Lord? And if he be a liar, on him is the sin of his lying. But if he is telling the truth, then will fall on you something of the calamity of which he warned you. Truly, Allah guides not one who transgresses and lies. Alhamdulillah. La ilaha illallah. Right now, I'm at ayat 29. O my people, yours is dominion. Yours is the dominion. Alhamdulillah. Yours is the dominion this day. We have the upper hand in the land. But who will help us from the punishment of Allah should it befall us? Alhamdulillah. Pharaoh said, I but point out to you that which I see myself, nor do I guide you but to the right path. Then said the man who believed, O my people, truly I do fear for you something like the day of disaster of the Confederates in sin, something like the fate of the people of Noah, the Ad and the Thamud, and those who came after them. But Allah never wishes the justice to his servants. And O my people, I fear for you a day when there will be mutual calling and wailing, a day when ye shall turn your back and flee. No defender shall ye have from Allah, and whom Allah leads to stray, there is none to guide. And to you there came Joseph in times gone by with clear signs, but ye cease not to doubt of the mission for which you had come at length. When he died, he said, no messenger will Allah send after him. Thus doth Allah lead to stray such as transgress and live in doubt, such as dispute about the signs of Allah without any authority. They have reached them grievous and odious in such conduct in the sight of Allah and of the believers. Thus doth Allah seal up every heart of arrogant and obstinate transgressors. Pharaoh said, O Haman, build me a lofty palace that I may attain the ways and means of reaching the heavens, and that I may mount up to the God of Moses. But as far as I'm concerned, I think Moses is a liar. Thus was made alluring in Pharaoh's eyes the evil of his deeds, and he was hindered from the path, and the plot of Pharaoh led to nothing but perdition for him. Alhamdulillah. All right, brother. Right at section 5, right there. Brother Muhammad Sharif, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Neat.
Alhamdulillah. Good to hear your voice, my brother.
Good to hear yours also.
All right, brother. Could you read... I need to make my prayer up, so could you read a few of those sections while I take care of a little housekeeping here?
All right.
Okay, and Rashad should be calling in pretty soon, so if you could go ahead on, and alhamdulillah, I appreciate it.
Okay, section 5.
Yes, sir.
I get 38. I do say to the regime, Bismillah Rahman Rahim. The man who believes said, brother, O my people, follow me. I will lead you to the path of right. O my people, this life of the present is nothing but temporary convenience. It is the hereafter that is the home that will last. He that works evil will not be with it, but by the light thereof. And he that works righteous deeds, whether man or woman, and is a believer, such will enter the garden of bliss, therein where they have abundance without measure. And O my people, how strange it is for me to call you to salvation while you call me to the fire. You do call upon me to blaspheme against Allah and to join him upon Allah and to join with him partners of whom I have no knowledge. And I call you to exalt in power who forgives again and again. Without doubt, you do call me to one who is not fixed fit to be called to, whether in this world or in the hereafter. Our return will be to Allah, and the transgressors will be companions of the fire. Soon will you enter, subhanAllah. Soon will you remember what I say to you now. My own affair I commit to Allah, for Allah ever watches over his servants. May Allah save him from every ill that they plotted against him, for the brunt of the penalty encompassed on all sides the people of Pharaoh. In front of the fire, they will be brought morning and evening, and the sentence will be on the day that judgment will be established. Cast you, the people of Pharaoh, into the severest penalty. Behold, they will dispute with each other in the fire. The weak ones who follow will say to those who have been arrogant, "We but follow you. Can you then take on yourselves something?" Let me read that again. "So we follow you. Can you then take on yourself from us some tales of fire?" Those who have been arrogant will say, "We are all in this fire. Truly, Allah has judged between your servants." Those in the fire will say, "Accused of hell, pray to your Lord to lighten us a penalty. For a day at least." They will say, "Did death not come to you, your messenger with clear signs?" They will say, "Yes." They will reply, "Then pray as you like. But the prayer of those without faith are nothing but futile wandering in the maze of terror." Section 6. "We will without doubt help our messengers and those who believe, both in this world of life and on the day when the witnesses will stand forth, the day when no prophet will it be to the wrongdoers to present their excuses. But they will only have the curse and the home of misery. We did aforetime give Moses the book of guidance, and we gave the book inheritance to the children of Israel, a guide and a message to men of understanding. Patience then persevere, for the promise of Allah is true, and ask forgiveness for your fault. And celebrate the praise of the Lord in the evening and in the morning. Those who dispute about the signs of Allah without any authority stood on them, they are nothing in their heart, subhanAllah. They are nothing in their breast but the quest of greatness, which they shall never attain to. Seek refuge then in Allah. It is he who hears and sees all things. Surely, the creation of the heaven and the earth is a greater matter than the creation of men. Yet most men understand not. Not equal are the blind and those who clearly see, nor are equal those who believe and work deeds of righteousness and those who do evil. Little do you learn by admonition. The hour was certain to come, there is no doubt, but yet most men believe not. And your Lord says, "Call on me. I will answer your prayer. But those who are too arrogant to serve me will surely find themselves in hell, in humiliation." Reading Surah 40, Al-Ghafir, Section 7, Ayah 61. "It is Allah who has made the nights for you that you may rest therein, and the day as that which helps you to see. Verily Allah is full of grace and bounty to men, yet most of SubhanAllah, yet most men give no thanks. Such is Allah, your Lord, the creator of all things. There is no God but He. Then how are you deluded away from the truth? Thus are deluded those who want to reject the signs of Allah. It is Allah who has made for you the earth as a resting place, and the sky as a canopy, and has given you shape, and made your shape beautiful, and has provided for you sustenance of things pure and good. Such is Allah, your Lord. So glory to Allah, the Lord of the world. He is the living one. There is no God but He. Call upon Him with your sincere devotion. Praise be to Allah, Lord of the world. Say, I have been forbidden to invoke those whom you invoke besides Allah. Seeing that the clear signs have come to me from my Lord, and I have been commanded to bow in al-Islam to the Lord of the world. Is He who has created you from dust, then from a sperm clot, then from a leech-like clot, then does He get you out into the light as a child, then lets you grow and reach your age of full strength, then lets you become old. Though you, there are some who died before, unless you reach a term appointed, in order that ye may learn wisdom. It is He who gives life and death, and when He sighs upon an affair, He says to it, be, and it is.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Thank you, my brother. Thank you, my brother. Thank you. I'm at section 8. I'm at Surah 40. Surah 40, section 8, number 69. Number 69. Seest thou not those that dispute concerning the signs of Allah? How are they turned away from reality? Those who reject the book and the revelation with which He sent our messengers, but soon shall they know, when the yokes shall be round their necks, and all the, and the chains they shall be dragged along in the boiling fetid fluid, then in the fire shall they be burned. Then shall it be said to them, where are the deities to which ye gave part worship? In derogation of Allah, they will reply, they have left us in the lurch. Nay, we invoke not of old anything that had real existence. Thus does Allah lead the unbelievers to stray. That was because ye were wont to rejoice on the earth in things other than the truth, and that ye were wont to be insolent. Enter ye the gates of hell to dwell therein, and evil is this abode of the arrogant. So persevere in patience, for the promise of Allah is true. And whether we show thee in this life some part of what we promise him, or we take thy soul to our mercy before that, in any case, it is to us that they shall all return. He did at a time send messengers before thee. Of them there are some whose story we have related to thee, and some whose story we have not related to thee. It was not possible for any messenger to bring a sign except by the leave of Allah. But when the command of Allah issued, the matter was decided in truth and justice, and there perished there and then those who stood on falsehood. Alhamdulillah, we're at section 9.
Section 9, 79. It is Allah who made me care for you, that you may use some for riding and some for food. And there are other advantages in them for you, besides, that you may through them attain to any need that may be in your hearts. And on them and on ships you'll carry. And he showed you always his signs. Then which of the signs of Allah will you deny? Do they not travel through the earth and see what was the end of those before them? They were more numerous than these and superior in strength. And in their traces they have left in the land. Yet all that they accomplished was of no profit to them. But when their message came to them with clear signs, they were exalted in such knowledge and skill as they had, but their very wrath at which they was wont to scoff him them in. But when they saw our punishment, they said, we believe in Allah, the one God, and we reject the partners we use to join with him. But their profession of faith when they actually saw the punishment was not going to profit them, such as being Allah's way in dealing with his servants from the most ancient times. And even thus did the respect of Allah perish utterly.
Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. Okay, so we're at Surah 41 of Fusilat expounded. Fusilat expounded, or Hameen, page 1230. Hameen.
What are you at?
Okay, this is ayat number one. Ayat number one, Surah 41. On page 1230, number one.
Oh, just starting. Okay. All right. Here it is. Here. Uzubillahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rebel Hameen, a relation from the most gracious, most merciful. A book where the verses are explained in detail. A Quran in Arabic for people who understand. Giving good news and admonition, yet most of them turn away, and so they hear not. They say a horse on the rails concealed from that to which thou doest invite us. And in our ears is a deafness between us and thee, it is screen, so do thou what thou wilt. For us, we shall do what we will. Say thou, I am but a man like you. It is revealed to me by inspiration that your God is one God. So take the straight path unto him and ask for his forgiveness. And woe to those who join gods with Allah, those who pay not zakat, and even deny the hereafter. For those who believe and work deeds of righteousness is a reward that will never fail. Say, is it that ye deny him who created the earth in 2 days, and be ye joined equals with him? He is the Lord of all the worlds. He set on the earth mountains standing firm, high above it, and bestowed blessings on the earth, and measured therein its sustenance in 4 days, alike for all who asked. Then he turned to the sky, and it had been as smoke. He said to it and to the earth, come, ye together willingly and unwillingly. They said, we do come willingly. We do come together in willing obedience. So he completed them as 7 firmaments in 2 days, and he assigned to each between its duty and command. And we adorned the lower heavens with lights, and divided it with guests, with guards, such as the decree of him, the exalted in might, full of blessings. But if they turn away, say thou, I have warned you of a thunderbolt, like the thunderbolts of the Ad and the Thamud. Behold, the messengers came to them from before them and from behind them, preaching, serve none but Allah. They said, if Allah had so pleased, he would certainly have sent down angels, so we disbelieve in the message you were sent with. Now the Arab behaved arrogantly through the land against all truth and reason, and said, who is superior to us in strength? What? Did they not see that Allah, who created them, was superior to them in strength? But they continued to reject our signs. So we sent against them a furious wind to days of disaster, that we might give them a taste of the chastisement of humiliation in this life, but the penalty of the hereafter would be more humiliating still, and they will find no help. As to the Thamud, we gave them guidance, but they preferred blindness of heart to guidance. So the thunderbolt of the chastisement of humiliation seized them because of what they had earned. But we delivered those who believe and practice righteousness.
Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. Okay, whose turn is it now? Mine or you, Muhammad?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Okay, I think it's you. I think it's you. Why don't you go right there at 19? Because I was looking away because I just got a text from the airport, and I was reading it.
Okay. Yes, section 3. Ayat 19. On the day that the enemies of Allah will be gathered together to the fire, they will be marched in ranks. At length, when they reach the fire, their hearing, their sight, and their skin will bear witness against them as to all their deeds. They will say to their skins, why bear you witness against us? They will say, Allah has given us speech. You can give a speech to everything. He created you for the first time, and unto him were you to return. You did not seek to hide yourselves, lest your hearing, your sight, and your skin should bear witness against you. But you did think that Allah knew not many of the things that you used to do. But this thought of yours, which you did entertain concerning your Lord, has brought you to destruction. And now have you become of those utterly lost. If then they have patience, the fire will be a home for them. And if they beg to receive into favor, will they not then be received? And we have destined for them intimate companions of like nature, who made alluring to them what was before them and behind them, and the tempest among the previous generation of jinns and men who passed away and proved against them, for they are utterly lost.
Alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar. We're at number 26 here. I'm going to pick it up. The unbelievers say, listen not to this Quran, but talk at random in the midst of its reading, that ye may gain the upper hand. And we will certainly give the unbelievers a taste of a severe penalty, and we will requite them for the worst of their deeds. Such is the requital of the enemies of Allah, the fire. Therein will be for them the eternal home, a fit requital for that they were wont to reject our signs. And the unbelievers will say, our Lord, show us those among jinns and men who misled us. We shall crush them beneath our feet so that they become the vilest before all. In the case of those who say our Lord is Allah, and further to the language of Shaitan al-Rajim. In the case of those who say our Lord is Allah, and further stand straight and steadfast, the angels descend on them from time to time. Fear ye not, they suggest, nor grieve, but receive the glad tidings of the gardens of bliss, that which you were promised. We are your protectors in this life and in the hereafter. Therein shall ye have all that your soul shall desire. Therein shall ye have all that ye ask for. A hospitable gift from one, oft forgiven, most merciful.
Who is better in speech than one who calls men to Allah, works righteousness, and says, I am of those who bow in Islam? Nor can goodness and evil be equal. Repel evil with what is better, then will he between whom and thee with hatred become, as it were, thy friend and intimate. And no one will be granted such a goodness except those who exercise patience and self-restraint, none but persons of the greatest good fortune. And if at any time an incitement to discord is made to thee by the Shaitan, seek refuge in Allah. He is the one who hears and knows all things. Among the signs are the night and the day, and the sun and the moon. Prostrate not to the sun and the moon, but prostrate to Allah, who created them, if it is he whom you serve. But if the unbelievers are arrogant, no matter, from the presence of thy Lord are those who celebrate his praises by night and day, and they never flag nor feel themselves above it. And among the signs is this, thou seest the earth humble, but when we send down rain to it, it is stirred to life and yields increase. Truly, he who gives life to the earth, to the dead earth, can surely give life to men who are dead, for he has power over all things. Those who pervert the truth of our signs are not hidden from us. Which is better, he that is cast into the fire, or he that comes safe through on the day of judgment? Do what ye will, verily, he says clearly all that ye do. Those who reject the message when it comes to them are not hidden from us. And indeed, it is a book of exalted power. No falsehood can approach it from before or behind it. It is sent down by one full of wisdom, worthy of all praise. Nothing is said to thee that was not said to the messengers before thee. Surely the Lord has at his command all forgiveness, as well as a most grievous chastisement. Having sent this as a Quran in a language other than Arabic, they would have said, why are not his verses explained in detail? What, a foreign tongue and a messenger and app? Say, it is a guide and a healing to those who believe. And for those who believe not, there is a deafness in their ears, and there is blindness in their eyes. And they are, as it were, being caused for a place far distant.
Alhamdulillah. He certainly gave Moses the book after time, but disputes arose therein. Had it not been for a word that went forth before from thy Lord, their differences would have been settled between them. But they remained in suspicious, disquieting doubts thereon. Whoever works righteousness benefits his own soul. Whoever works evil, it is against his own soul. Nor is thy Lord ever unjust in the least to his servant. Alhamdulillah. So I'm going to read that right there. To him is referred the knowledge of the hour of judgment. He knows
Subhanallah.
All.
Subhanallah.
Alhamdulillah. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I think that's the last one. And that day makes it day 25 in the next.
Okay, then. All right, then. Okay, I just All right, alhamdulillah. Yes, sir. Okay, so we made it through with number 25 here. All praises be to Allah. Yeah, all praises be to Allah.
All right, sir.
So how's everybody doing this morning? How, Rashad, how are you doing?
Well, alhamdulillah, pretty good, pretty good. Yeah, I was there with Imam Ayman and, you know, and the other believers there. We talked about basically the, you know, the accountability of the deeds and, you know, those who go astray and those who, you know, adhere, you know. And Allah turned some people into apes and swine, you know, into those rejecters, you know. Just, you know, people that are just away, you know, far away from their own natural selves, you know. But then Allah also holds out, you know, the option of repentance, you know, and to return. But we also talked about there's a brother who's going to open up a halal barbecue shop.
Oh, wow.
You know, you talked about it. Yeah, halal barbecue, man. It's going to be on, they said, Rose Clans and Van Ness, I think. Anyway, I don't know how soon it's going to be open, but, you know, I'll let you know as soon as we find out, you know.
Wow, it's just something.
And
yeah.
One of the sisters said she's going to move because they had a rape and a murder in her apartment building. She said she stayed over there on 76 off of Western. And it used to be kind of peaceful over there. And she said she's getting out of that building. And they had another incident somewhere around there. But that was a gist of what we had talked about with Imam Ayman this morning.
Oh, wow. Okay. Alhamdulillah. Yeah, Muhammad, so what's happening in your world? What's happening? Muhammad?
Oh, yeah.
And I'm saying, welcome, Brother Muhammad.
Welcome, my son. Rashad. Well, I hope some peace comes into the area you're talking about. Okay. In my area, matter of fact, I was just going back to a weird reading in Surah 41. Ayat 14. It says, Ayat 13 says, but if they turn away, say thou, I have warned you of a sudden punishment, as a thunder and lightning, like that which overtook the all earth. And then it says in 14, behold, the messengers came to them, before them, and behind them, preaching. Now, you know, all these years of the music on, or hearing, things being said, how Shaitan was being sent in the past, or be there in front of them, the righteous, come to them in front of them, behind them, on the right side and the left side. So this is where I remember reading, like I said, behold, the messengers came to them from before them and behind them, preaching.
Mm-hmm.
I was just saying that, well, we hear about Shaitan, he'll come in front of them, from the front and back, right and left. Like I said, the first time I just don't recall reading, the messengers came to them from before them and behind them. So.
Mm-hmm. Law Akbar.
Law Akbar.
How would you explain that?
No, just that I don't remember You know what I'm saying? How you can read something and forget years. But I'm just saying that I just don't remember reading that the message that came, you know, before them and behind them.
Okay, well, wait a minute. Let me write that down. What ayat is that? I mean, surah and ayat is that? Let me take a look at it because I put my book up.
Yes, Surah 41, ayat 14.
Oh, 41:14. All right. Mm-hmm. Praise be to Allah. Oh,
we all probably remember reading it before.
All right. Behold, the messengers came to them from before them and behind them, preaching, serve none but Allah. They said, if our Lord had so pleased, he would certainly have sent down angels to preach. Now we reject your mission altogether. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So what are you saying about that again? Why don't you run that by me again?
Now, sir, I just don't remember reading
mm-hmm.
that I yet before.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying, well, you know, we hear that Shaitan will be in, he's sitting in the past. Shaitan will be coming to the righteous from their right and from their left. In front of them and behind them. They were talking about Shaitan, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
But I just don't remember saying that the messenger would be coming to the front of the house.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In other words, the words here, behold, the messages came to them from before them and behind them. Preaching,
yes. mm-hmm.
there's none but Allah. They said, if our Lord had so pleased, he would certainly have sent down angels to preach. Now we reject your mission altogether. They're from before them and behind them. Mm-hmm. Mm. Allahu Akbar. Yeah, that's something there. That is kind of rare because we have associated being approached from the front and the back by Iblis, right? Iblis promised that he was going to go after believers from the front and the back, right?
Right.
Allahu Akbar, yeah. Alhamdulillah.
So, yeah. It doesn't matter about Shaitan coming. It doesn't matter because the message is going to come and wipe out everything that Shaitan tried to establish. You know,
mm-hmm.
you know, that makes me kind of think of what Imam has said concerning us in the first experience. Say, we be talking, and the devil did, and the devil. Imam said, y'all talking so much about the devil, you didn't have time to think about Allah. You know, there's always talking the devil. I said, no.
Mm-hmm.
You now tell you think about Allah. You all talking about worry about the devil. Sometimes mm-hmm. we be talking the same thing. Look like the second experience, we be saying, and Shaitan do this, and Shaitan does bad, and Shaitan mm-hmm. does Shaitan bad. And Shaitan, I mean, is a small thing, you know. And, you know mm-hmm. Allah is more powerful than Shaitan. You know, Shaitan, we. That shouldn't have no effect on shit. It had no effect on the believers.
Mm-hmm.
I know
what you're talking about. I've noticed that it's so much look like instead of building, just calling on Allah and doing what we know is the right thing, there's so much talk about Shaitan this and Shaitan that and drinking and crazy sex and all that all the time. You know what I mean? It's just dwelling on the negativity, like Allah is not Akbar. You know what I mean? Yeah, I know. I've noticed that. Really. Yeah, that's a little bit of our problem. That a lot of us are not trying to build schools. A lot of us are not trying to build businesses. We just like to preach and teach and talk. You know what I mean? Because we don't like to donate. We don't like to give. You know what I mean? We just preach and teach and talk. You know what I mean? And just talk.
Just talk.
Right. And fear-mongering. As if Shaitan could contend with Allah.
Mm-hmm. He knows how much. He knows two things. And his life example. While those two never go astray. So that's when you're talking about Allah and the Quran, Allah's word, and Prophet Muhammad's example. And we go turn this thing overnight.
Lord, you know, it's a brother out here in California. He was set up, you know, yesterday was 4th of July thing. I think they're going to have something out there today, too. But it's an artist out here, a brother named Muhammad Mubarak. And Muhammad Mubarak used to be a Black Panther, but now he's a artist. I guess you would call a commercial artist. He paints pictures like Obama. Him and another brother painted outside of Compton City Hall a huge mural of Barack Obama. And he did this right after I think Barack Obama was elected in like 2008. His brother Muhammad Babari and another brother named Bilal. I think they got together on that. And they drew a huge mural on the side of Compton City Hall of Barack Obama. And anyway, he was in the alley over here in the Merck Park, you know, on yesterday. And he had big pictures of he had that famous picture of Huey Newton sitting in that wicker chair, holding a spear in one hand and a shotgun in the other. And he had that, and that was about 6 feet by 5 feet. And that was selling for $700. And he had a huge one of Obama again, and he got history on it. You know, he knows how to paint those. And he had a big one of Maxine Waters, looked like it was about six feet by five feet, Maxine Waters. And he was selling that for, I think, what, $700-$800. Oh, the brother's good. The brother's good, Muhammad Mubarak. And he was sitting out there, and he had these huge pictures, and they were selling for $500, $700, $1,200. Yeah. Well, these folks were shooting them fireworks off, and some of them, you know, the county of Los Angeles had kind of vamped down on them a little bit. They're talking about they're going to arrest them. Because some of those fireworks would be dynamite, TNT, and all that kind of stuff, man. And when they go off, man, it's almost like shake your house, you know? Oh, that's too much.
Yeah, too much. That's right, too much. That's like one of those go off in your hand, gonna blow your hand off.
Man, oh man. Is that right? Yeah.
Yeah. You know, they just
you're
show
right,
you
this. Yeah, I was
no,
just
go
thinking
ahead,
about the sound, but like you say, you know, the fury of it, like you said, could blow your eye out or blow your hand off, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That show just shows you how wicked the wicked, evil people are that allow that to be promoted. Why don't they go after the one who makes those fireworks?
Mm-hmm.
He won't go after them. No, because that brings in money to them, that greed. No. You want to stop it. That's how you stop it. Go after the ones who produce it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to worry about them. Stop producing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that makes me think of Imam Muhammad. You know, they're saying America's Imam.
Mm-hmm.
I was speaking, you know, he said, actually, Imam was speaking, he was saying, really, he's the best man to lead America. He was in it. Obama wasn't the first choice. Guys in America, they are already decided by listening to the Imam and following him from birth. And so and the second choice would have been General Colin Powell. The Imam
mm-hmm.
said the American people are ready to elect General Powell as the next president. President Obama was the third choice. He way down the line.
Mm.
Man,
who was the first choice?
The man, W. Dean Mohammed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's bad that he's speaking about. Yeah, Imam Muhammad's America's Imam. They knew that he was the best man to lead it. But they didn't let that come out after the man passed. But the man's first thing he would do is he can't. So he knew they wouldn't elect him. Although he knew he was the best person to get America out of the situation they were in. The Mujahideen. But they wouldn't accept him. But the first thing he would do, he would abolish alcohol. Following the Quran, following Allah's instruction. Those evil. The first thing he would do was abolish alcohol. So that took so much of wealth out of their hands. He would abolish what's called intoxicants. Spend no more alcohol and all that stuff. That took another wealth out of their hands. So the illicit sex, prostitutes and all that stuff. He did the same thing that Trump did that all of us do. Abolish those evils. Alcohol on occasion. So they knew it wasn't going to make him the choice. All they didn't know he was the right man. And General Colin Powell, they knew that this history as a leader, as a diplomat, as a military, all of that, that would have been their second choice, man. So they were ready to elect him as next president.
Mm-hmm.
But then he refused it. He said, basically, I think he was saying he wasn't going to go through that campaigning, all that. When you campaign it. So he was rejected. So then they went down and they told President Obama. They told him because they knew he had something that they were asking him to do. Which he did. He promoted, kept them promoted homosexuality.
I've been spending a lot of time. I know me and Rashad went out to the museum. That museum is nice. Like, you pulled that museum up, didn't you, Muhammad Sharif?
Oh, yeah, I pulled it up. Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm. And it has a lot of videos. If if you go to our website now, it's been some changes, and we put some of those videos in the website. You just go to videos, and we have some of those videos of the museum and those kids out there, those children out there flying. You know, did you see the one where Muhammad Khatib, you know, the brother who do the Juma Khutbah for us on Fridays,
where his son was flying a plane. Did you see that one?
No, I didn't see that one. No, I haven't been back.
Yeah.
I haven't been back to his site. I didn't see that one, no.
Okay, well, go to our website. Our website, we changed the name also to our website. It's called Aeronautics and Aerospace, let me see, Aeronautics and Astronautics. And if you go to the website, I'll send you the link, and then you go to your videos, and you can see that one where we put up there where Muhammad Khatib, his little boy, he was only 8 years old, I think, 8 years old, and they were teaching him to fly, and he was up in the sky, and he was saying, you should never give up. You know, he's in there preaching and teaching, you know, and you should never give up, and they asked him, what are you doing this for? He says, I want to get my pilot's license by the age of, he said, 12 years old or something like that. I want to get my pilot's license. That's what he was saying. This is Muhammad Khatib's little boy. But that video is about six years old.
Send me the link.
And then another thing that, because I've been going out there back and forth, just looking around and getting some thoughts, collecting my thoughts, that what I want to do is rent some space out there at the airport. That's, you know, because I was thinking about renting some space kind of like in the city over by the masjid, but it'd be better if I rent the space over by at the airport, because that's what I'm promoting for the children, you know. Yeah, and you know, and also my grandson is right here. He's right here at my house right now. And boy, he spent so much time on Fortnite, and he's like in a trance. He's like a zombie. And see, I used to take him out to the weekend science thing over there, and all them Nigerians used to have their children there, them Africans had their children there. It was at Martin Luther King Hospital. And that boy used to fight. He used to just tell his mama, I don't wanna go. And I used to tell his mom, just make him go. I'm taking him. I don't want to go, because he didn't want to be over there, you know, learning the science and math. It was a program they had at Martin Luther King where, you know, you get your kids, little kids, like 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old, interested in science at Martin Luther King. And I used to take him there. And all I used to ask is my daughter or my stepdaughter to make him go. He don't run nothing. You know, you're the mama. Make him go. And it was hard for her to put her foot down, because, you know, at the time, you know, they were going, you know, the mom and daddy was going through problems and stuff and all that stuff, guilt. See, kids play on guilt. Mm-hmm. Children play on guilt. Mm-hmm. I don't want to go. I say, Shannon, make him go. And now all he do is be in a trance playing them damn video games. And here I got this program coming. And what he did was he went and looked at the video of Robin Petgrave. You know, they had it, and Robin Petgrave was, you know, he was testifying how he, you know, like the children, you know, he really loved the children to learn to fly, and the children, sometimes they didn't have the money to do the lessons, but he'd make them wash the planes, and he'd make them wash the planes and do other things and answer the phone and clean up around the place in order to earn, like, flight time and stuff like that, you know. So my grandson, what he did was he started reading some negative. Some people, you know, posted some negative stuff. Oh, this is a sham. Some people said, this is a sham. I gave him $10,000 to teach me how to fly, and I haven't got a lesson yet, so I don't know if people are. You know, I'm thinking from what I see and from all these news accounts like CNN and Oprah and ABC News and 60 Minutes doing shows about the museum. And all of them say, oh, it's a great program and everything. Now you got these people posting this stuff about, oh, it's a sham. I know it ain't a sham because I go out there and I see children. I mean, you know, Rashad, every time we go out there, don't we see children there? Rashad.
Oh, yeah. Well, when we go out there, we see planes, you know, people going up in planes, flying, coming in and going out, you know. I think that, you know, I don't know what happens. Sometimes people have a contract and difficulties in the contract for whatever reason, you know, and they may try to badmouth, you know, a business because of some issue that they have with a contract. And, you know, it happens, but all in all, man, I mean, you know, I see it. It's a legitimate business, you know. It's been, like I said, aired on, you know, different media outlets, you know. So I think it's a good African-American business. There's a lot of Hispanics there now, too, though, you know. All Hispanics, man, they kind of take it over. They know a good thing when they see it, you know.
Yeah. And so next thing I know, my grandson he said, Grandpa, let me show you this. And Grandpa, let me show you this. And he pulled up and he read to me. He was reading to me. The little guy, he could read. He was reading to me the complaints. So, you know, they fight. They'll fight you. They'll fight you when you try to give them something good and righteous. You know what I mean? They'll fight, you know. And so, I was looking. Go ahead.
Well, I tell you, you know, you mentioned how your son, your grandson is so interested in those video games like Fortnite and these others. Mm-hmm. And just like, you know, mm-hmm. the sister's son, you know, he's also interested in that stuff. I mean, he gets in it, man, and he won't quit. I mean, all night, you know, all night if she let him, you know. All night up until the early morning, man. I have to go and tell him, man, find your prayers in, you know, make prayer, you know. But they are transfixed on that stuff. And I sit down, you know, with him just to see what it's about, man. And it's all about it's all about fighting, man. All about either you wrecking cars or trying to, you know, get away from some shooting at somebody. You know, karate, fighting someone, you know. And, man, I don't see what in the world grabs their attention. But that stuff grabs their attention, man. And if you don't do anything, tell them to get up and do something, man. That boy stay on that stuff, man, and all day and all night. So, man, I mean, so that's shaping the minds of our youth, man. And then he drew a picture. Mm-hmm. He drew a picture with, he's a good artist. He drew a picture with some guy with two knives, one dripping blood, you know. And I talked to his mother about it, you know, and she said, well, he did that a long time ago before he started watching the videos. But still, man, that stuff is bad. Mm-hmm. They calculated on that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but see their minds are marshaled up the force and the strength to fight good, fight the good, you know. So he went straight to some negative talk about Robin and the museum. And it reminded me of 5 years ago when I used to take him to the Martin Luther King for the Saturday. It was called Saturday Science something, Saturday Science. And the Nigerians, them Africans, you know, them Africans had eight children there. Them Africans, he'd be there, you go by there, you see them parents talking, and they'd be talking Nigerian. And I say, yeah, see, these Nigerians, see, they come over here, they educated anyway. And, you know, they know to put their kids in something. They took advantage of it, but our people can't see it. See, they can't see it yet. And I used to say to my daughter, my stepson, make him go. You run. He don't run you. Shit, he's only 8 years old. He don't run you. You run him. Slap that nigga upside the head. You got to go. And don't talk back. And don't you look at me crazy. You know, just put your foot down, man. You know, and now he played these damn, you know, all damn night using my computer. I got a Macintosh, and you know when I took it because he fell asleep, and I took it, so I was doing something, and Ed was Fortnite. He jumped up in my face. Yeah, so man, we got to fight. Yeah, we got to fight on our hands. You know. And, you know, and then we got these people like to talk, just talk, you know what I mean? They don't want to do nothing, just want to talk. And Imam said that 80% of them did not support me, 80% of them. They hate you to say that. They hate you to say that. They are, boy, they will like you to say that, man. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I'm thinking on the productive. Yeah, go ahead, brother.
Now I was just saying there are so many opportunities out here now. I mean, all kinds of opportunities for those who want to do something good, positive. Talk about business, but there are so many opportunities for home-based businesses. Anything that you can think of, you can do. Think about a home-based business. That's what we're trying to promote. We're not looking for jobs. Man, this is not the time. You know, no one is complaining about jobs but us. And people making jobs for themselves. If you can do it, just think about what you may be able to do. So if you're working for someone else, I'm talking about young people coming out of college and going right to a job. Okay, you get a job for a while, you get some experience. Then while you work, be thinking, what can you do? What you're doing for somebody else, think, what can you do that same thing for yourself? You know, we just have to think, you know. Like the man made that book a long time ago called, still very, very popular. Think and go rich.
Yeah.
Napoleon Hill, think and go rich. And that's what was missing is thinking. People don't think. Mm-hmm. Northern Lamb came to leadership. You saw that picture pointing to his head. Come out of emotionalism that was there for all those years. That was good when we went through it that experience. But, I said, think. We got to think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, there's so many opportunities out here. We just trying to get people to be looking for a job. Think, what can you do? What can I do? Can I be a consultant? I know that I can do well, but I did it for other companies, other people, until I got laid off or got fired. Think, how can I can do that for myself? Or maybe two or three people come together, and put their heads together. See, what can we all got the same idea. Yeah, we just got to think.
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah.
Well, one of the things that I kind of like want to report is Allah seems like he's unfolding the plan as far as this Khair Muhammad School is concerned. Because one of the things that on one of the videos, Robin was saying, you know, Robert Petgrave was saying that he wants to one day go national. In other words, you know, his program is based in Compton, and it's among the poor kids, disadvantaged kids in Compton. Well,
the children, you know. I don't mean to cut you off like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Right. And he says that he would like it to go national. But we're situated, once we up and running, we're situated to take it national. Because we got believers in every town. You know, and you know what I mean? We got believers in every town among our community. And you know what I mean, wherever there are disadvantaged children and Khair Muhammad School children, you know, you could start a museum there. You know what I mean? If you know, and in time, you know. So I was thinking, oh, praise be to Allah, man, this is exactly where we need to be. And what I was gonna try to do is rent some hangar space, some space out there, you know, rent some space. If we're gonna have an office, why not have it right at the airport? And I was thinking about making up some flyers and going around and talk to the believers and give them to the believers and have them start thinking about their children being a part of our group here. See, in other words, I want to do a good job here in Los Angeles first and get 20, 30, 40, 50 children involved, you know what I mean, involved in it. And not only do they have an aeronautics museum here, but in the city of Downey, they have a Columbia, what they call Columbia Space Museum, dedicated to the brother who lost his life. The brother, what's his name? And though the school teacher, and there was about seven of them went up there, and the rocket ship exploded, you know. And
Buford, I think his name was Buford, wasn't it?
No, he's still living. Buford's still living, but it was the brother who lost his life. What was his name? They got a school out here named after him. Yeah, they got a school out here named after him. McNair.
Oh, yeah, McNair. Right, McNair.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh. The whole Columbia Museum was dedicated to him and the other five or six other human beings that was lost up there.
Mm-hmm.
And so you know, you could, you know, where birthdays, you know, when children have birthdays, you could have your birthday party at the Space Museum. It's nice. It's nice in there. In fact, Rashad, you remember that photograph I took in the spacesuit that I put on Facebook a few years ago?
Yeah, I remember that.
Right. Well, I took that photograph there at that Space Museum. And it looked so real.
No.
It looked so real. You know what I mean? It looked so real, man. And, yeah. So, you know, when children had a birthday, stuff like that, you would have them there just to keep the children in that thinking, you know what I mean? Because I'm telling you, we're going to have to use our wits, use our minds to get these children away from that devil stuff, that Fortnite and that TikTok and that Call of Duty and that GTO. You know, they got that one where this dude looked like a thug, straight out thug, and his thing is stealing cars and get in the way. Oh, man. All kinds of stuff. That. Yeah, so, inshallah, it's unfolding. That's all I'm trying to say. It's unfolding. And I attribute it to us reading that Quran in the morning. I feel so good. After we read, and I'm doing my day and thinking and stuff, and I attribute it to us reading in the morning. It's like this is power, man. This is powerful.
Okay.
Very powerful.
Yeah, keep on working on it. Keep on working on it.
All right, bro.
All right. Okay,
yeah.
Okay, brother. I'm gonna have to get off this morning. No.
Okay, inshallah. Thank you very much. Alhamdulillah. Thanks for the support and inshallah we'll meet up again. Either tonight or in the morning.
Right. Okay, don't forget to send us the link that you're speaking about.
Okay, I'll do it right now.
All right, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, Brother Rashad, alhamdulillah. So I'm in had a good little talk this morning, huh? I'm a
Yeah, you know, that's a brother. I don't know where he is, but evidently he has a good barbecue. But he's opening up a halal barbecue restaurant there on, I think he said, Rosecrans and Vanilla's. But I don't know exactly the date of his opening, I hope, because a lot of times that takes time to, you know, have the health department. It depends what's in there. If it's already set up, you know, and he already has the pictures, then it's no big deal, you know, if it's already up to code. But if it's not, you know, it could take some time because you got to do it. There's a lot of things you got to have in there in a restaurant, but I'm pretty sure it's probably one that's already available, you know. You got to have so much stuff, man. Yeah.
For sure. Do you feel like walking? Because I was going to get my little walk in before I need to go find me a white turtleneck.
Not this early. I kind of want to, you know, reflect and think about some things, you know.
I got to do a couple of things this morning. I got an email from, and he talks about aircraft scheduling, and his name is Josh Bowser. Hello, you signed up for Flight Circle recently. Thanks for checking us out. He said you didn't join a flight school or club, so you probably didn't see much. And so I got a phone number and I got a website. So they are expecting me to be there about 11 o'clock. I need to go buy me a white turtleneck. And I already got me an iron. I'm going to iron that thing out. So, alhamdulillah. So I'll get back with you then, brother.
Okay, my brother. Yeah, we can maybe go on out and get that exercise. That's a good thing. All right. I'll check with you later on.
All right, well, thanks a lot. Okay, call me now. All right, brother. Assalamu alaikum, Rashad.
Yes, sir. Wa alaikum assalam.